The two commandments by our Lord today might almost seem like Twitter posts. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with Twitter, it's a service on the internet of communication where you can post a message, you can post a thought, you can post an idea, you can even post an update of what you're doing. You know, anything you want to put up there, you can put up there, so long as it's within 140 characters, 140 letters, numbers, symbols, spaces. As long as you're within 140 characters, you can post whatever you want. So it's very short, concise statements. So you look at what our Lord says. The first commandment is, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And then his second statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Like I said, very short, concise statements by our Lord. But these statements have great depth, and they have great challenge for us as well as Christians. You know, look at the depth with which our Lord challenges us that we are to love God. He says that we are to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. We are called to love God with everything we are, to love him above all things. Well, if we truly loved God above all things, that means we truly would desire to spend our eternal life with him. We know that we have eternal life waiting for us. We should be desiring to spend it with him. This is what we call salvation, because we are saved. We are given freedom from the sin that infects our life, freedom from the fallen world in which we live. Well, we now look at that second statement our Lord makes, and we see that to love God, we must love our neighbor as ourselves. Well, if our self-love leads us to desire salvation, which I do believe it does, most of us, if not all of us, want to be saved, we must also be led to desire others' salvation, salvation of those around us, our family, our friends, our neighbors. In fact, I often joke that my goal in life is not only to make it to heaven, but to bring as many people to heaven with me as possible, drag as many people with as I can. That should be all of our goals, is to bring as many people with us as we can. Now, this love for others calls us to do the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And I'm sure you remember those from religious ed. You might not be able to ramble them off, but you should remember at least hearing those. But if we're going to do these works must lead to salvation. They must point to Christ, not to ourselves. They must lead people to desire union with him as we desire union with him. Because as a church, our mission, our goal is salvation. Salvation is why the church exists and why we do what we do as Christians, as members of the church. Now, most of us are familiar with this concept of mission through the military. Military missions, we've heard of that concept. You know, each unit has a mission it has to do. Maybe it's a bombing run. Maybe it's attacking an enemy front line. Maybe it's bringing resources, reinforcements, supplies, whatever it happens to be. And each member of that unit have roles to play. Maybe one member fuels the aircraft. Another member reloads the bombs in the aircraft. Another member is the pilot who flies it. And then there's another one who targets the enemy and drops the bombs, whatever it might be. But each member has a role in that unit. Well, each of us as Christians has a part to play in the church's mission. And of course, that role is evangelization. The word evangelization means to proclaim the good news, the gospel of Christ, to the whole world. We are all called to do this one person at a time. This isn't standing up and preaching like I'm doing now. This is one-on-one bringing the gospel to others. In fact, the word mission, you know, we talk about the church having a mission. It means to be sent. Missio is the Latin word. This is where we get the word mass. The word mass comes from missio, to be sent. We come here to mass, to divine liturgy, to then be sent, to be missio. In fact, in the new translation, I will use an ending. One of the endings I can use says, go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Now, the response to this is thanks be to God, but this is not merely thanks be to God, we're done. This is thanks be to God, we've been sent to proclaim the gospel, because that is our mission as members of the Catholic Church. To accomplish this mission, To accomplish the mission to proclaim the gospel, we need to be bold. We need to be bold about our faith. You know, look at the example of the apostles. We need to follow their example. They were greatly bold. I mean, they proclaimed the gospel to anyone who would listen and even those who wouldn't, especially St. Paul. Read St. Paul's letter. Look at what he did in the Acts of the Apostles. He was very bold in proclaiming the gospel. If you have a subscription to Magnificat magazine and you looked at the readings for today, for this weekend, you probably saw a statement called the Fellowship of the Unashamed. This was a statement adapted by a gentleman named Patrick Madrid. Patrick Madrid is a Catholic speaker. He's a Catholic apologist. He's a Catholic writer. He's on EW10 at least once a week, if not more frequent than that, answering questions and talking about the faith. He posted this. He read this first on the radio and then posted it to his website. And I'm going to read it now because this is a statement I think we all as Catholics should be willing to make. I'm a part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. The die has been cast. The decision has been made. I have stepped over the line. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense, and my future is in God's hand. I am finished and done with low living, small planning, the bare minimum, smooth knees, mundane talking, frivolous living, selfish giving, and dwarfed goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, the best, recognized, praised, rewarded, or regarded. I now live by faith. I lean on Christ's presence. I love with patience, live by prayer, and labor with the power of God's grace. My fate is set. My gate is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few, my guide is reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversity, negotiate at the table of the enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, let up, or slow up until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, and have spoken up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I am a Catholic. I must go until he comes, give until I drop, speak out until all I know, and work until he stops me. And when he returns for his own, he will have no difficulty recognizing me. My banner is clear. I am a part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. Now, is this a strong statement? Is this a bold statement? Absolutely. It's a very strong statement. But let's be clear. If 25%, if a quarter of us here now have this kind of boldness, if we're willing to take this statement and live it, the world will change. The world will absolutely change by our example. We will have standing room only at every weekend mass in this church. Why? Because the gospel of Christ will be proclaimed and people will respond.